With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump's shouting match with Ukraine's leader has won the backing of many Republicans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Ukrainian President Zelensky's push for security guarantees from the U.S. to help end the war with Russia sparked a tongue-lashing from Donald Trump.
We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
Remember
exactly
that. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel.
The Oval Office episode prompted an outpouring of support for Zelensky from America's traditional allies in Europe. Meanwhile, Trump supporters, including GOP members of Congress, cheered on the White House, as did Russian officials in Moscow. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A private lunar lander has touched down on the moon, delivering a drill and other experiments for NASA.
Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost lander descended from lunar orbit early Sunday, aiming for an impact basin on the moon's near side. Confirmation of touchdown came from Firefly's Mission Control in Texas. Named for a rare species of fireflies, Blue Ghost blasted off from Florida in January. Two other companies' landers are hot on the heels of Blue Ghost, with the next one targeting a landing later this week.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced he is running for mayor of New York City. The Democrats' entry into the race Saturday relaunches his political career following a years-long exile over a barrage of sexual harassment accusations. Cuomo is expected to mount a formidable campaign despite entering the race deeply wounded by the scandal. Miami Beach cracked down on spring break last year. They're going to do it again. Officials say they're bringing back enhanced security measures for the entire month of March, including parking restrictions and increased fees for non-residents. This is SRN News. A lawsuit filed by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions may proceed, a federal appeals court has ruled. The Eighth Circuit Court's decision reversing the Eastern District's dismissal of the case in June due to lack of standing, led by Republican state attorneys general in Tennessee and Arkansas. The state sued the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, challenging its rules on how to implement the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. That's a 2022 bipartisan law requiring employers to make reasonable accommodations for pregnant employees. A Republican attorney general in Texas wants the NCAA to take its transgender policy a step further and require gender testing for athletes who compete in women's sports. Ken Paxton wants an injunction to keep the NCAA from, quote, falsely and deceptively claiming that only biological women may participate in female-specific competitions. This is SRN News. There's a new star at a zoo in Belgium.
Baby white rhino Nova captivated visitors at Belgium's Paris Déjà Zoo on Wednesday, making her public debut with a playful display of jumps and frolics alongside her mother, Ellie. Born on January 2nd, the rare calf first had to be nurtured in the warmth of a secure area where she could gather strength and weight. Earlier this week, her mother brought her out in the open to get acquainted with the other rhinos at the famous Belgian zoo. She was also given a hesitant outing where the public got a first peek. The southern white rhinoceros is an endangered species of rhinoceros from southern Africa. Bernie Bennett reporting.
At Rio de Janeiro's carnival celebrations that have kicked off, dozens of dogs dressed as superheroes, clowns, and cartoon characters parading yesterday alongside their owners in one of the city's most beloved canine street parties. About 100 dogs wagged their tails to samba music and socialized all around. This is SRN News.